What things are you good at? Maybe you're good at riding a bike, playing an instrument like the guitar or flute, or drawing beautiful pictures. What things are hard for you to do? Some kids might not be good at sports or doing math problems or spelling new words. You remember Moses? Moses was great at taking care of sheep, but he wasn't so good at talking to people. But God had a special plan for Moses. Moses grew up to be a man. He left Pharaoh's palace in Egypt and became a shepherd in a desert land called Midian. One day, Moses led his sheep to a mountain. Then he saw something strange. A bush was on fire. The bush kept burning and burning, but it didn't burn up. Moses moved closer to get a better look. All of a sudden, he heard God's voice calling from inside the bush. "Moses! Moses!" God called. Moses said, "Here I am." God told Moses not to come any closer. He said Moses must take off his shoes because he was standing on holy ground. Moses covered his face. He was afraid to look at God. But Moses didn't know that God was planning to do something special. A long time ago, God promised Moses' great-great-grandfathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he would give their children a special land all their own. Now was the time. God had seen how the Egyptians hurt his children, the Israelites, and made them work as slaves. He was coming to save his children and bring them into the good land he promised. Then God gave Moses a surprise. He wanted Moses to go to Pharaoh and bring God's people out of Egypt. What? What did God say? Moses didn't think he was the right guy for the job. Moses said, "But who am I? Why would you pick me to bring the people out of Egypt?" God told Moses that he would be with him. Moses should tell the Israelites that the Lord, the God of their fathers, had sent him. They would listen. "But what if they don't believe me or listen to me?" Moses asked. Then God showed Moses his power. He asked Moses to throw his shepherd's staff down on the ground. When Moses threw it down, it became a snake. Moses ran from it. Then God asked him to catch the snake by the tail. When Moses caught it, it became a staff again. The Israelites were sure to believe Moses when they saw this. God gave Moses other amazing powers too. But Moses said, "Oh Lord, I have never been able to talk very well. I'm slow with words." God said that he was the one who made Moses' mouth. He would be with Moses and teach him what to say. Finally, Moses said, "Oh, Lord, please send someone else to do it." God was angry because Moses wasn't listening to him, but God said Moses could take along his brother Aaron as a helper. Aaron would talk for Moses, and God would help them both. Sparkies, here's what you need to remember. God chose Moses to bring his people out of Egypt and into the land God promised, the promised land. God would help Moses.